You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018, week 242. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. Let's get into the leftovers.
All right, we got some movie news. They're making a Where in the World is San Diego movie.
Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, it's Carmen San Diego. There you go.
It's Where in the World is San Diego? Very simple. Southern California.
It's over there. Well, Where in the World is Carmen San Diego? Very simple, too. She is...
Where is she?
I don't know. She's all over the place. It's a person. You can be any...
Yeah.
Not in one spot.
But she's like a criminal.
Yeah. Why is there a whole thing like for kids?
You're a detective.
A criminal. I forget the whole backstory of...
You're a detective.
Okay.
She's a thief.
You're trying to catch her?
You're trying to catch her.
Oh. So she's
and
not...
And she leaves clues
she's
as
not
to where
the main
she
character,
is.
Then.
No.
Okay.
Where she is around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to use your brain.
Is she like the Riddler? Like, I want you to find me.
Like, I think so.
Oh, okay.
And you have, like, an assistant.
I guess so.
And she'd be like, what's new, gumshoe? And she's like, your assistant person. Mm. I remember my sister used to play it a lot.
Yeah.
I was never allowed to play it.
Yeah. So they're making a movie on Netflix, and Gina Rodriguez is going to star as Carmen Sandiego, I believe.
Let's see if I can play this game online, the old one.
The old Carmen Sandiego game.
Yes, you can. There's the world.
Is Carmen Sandiego her real name, or is that, like, a moniker? That she takes up. And does everyone always like try to go to San Diego? Is she ever in San Diego? Because I feel like that is trying to throw you off. Put San Diego in my name. That way I'm never going to be in San Diego. And I'll confuse all the detectives trying to catch me. Seems like a brilliant move. In the world is Carmen San Diego.
I know what I'm doing tonight. Playing.
Beating Carmen.
Playing Where in the World is Carmen San Diego on. I'm in Buenos Aires. What if this makes me an expert in
Where
geography?
Where are you a detective from? America?
Acme. Is the agency.
Okay. Is that the same place that Coyote buys his dynamite?
Probably not.
Do you supply him the Coyote
so then,
with his
watch
dynamite?
This is my favorite one, I think. The travel agency. Where to, gumshoe? The world's southernmost town, Ushuaia, Argentina, is located on an island named Tierra del Fuego, which means land of fire. I have to query the curator, check the museum, phone Crime Net, telephone Vinny, the squealer at 555-8466. So you just go through and you do 555-8466. Look for a fancy ring. And that's this whole game. And you're like, okay.
Like, that's interesting.
Phone Crime Net. Received the tip that the suspect will be arriving at the mouth of the largest river in the world. The jewelry she wore looked expensive. Where's the largest river in the world?
Africa.
Is it the Nile?
I don't know.
Or is it the Rio Grande?
Not sure. I think it's the
Nile. Or the Amazon River, I mean.
I assume it's the Nile, but I don't know. I don't know for 100%.
I spotted a Portuguese dictionary in her back pocket. She has tightened colored hair. Hello there, it's Hannah. I'll be sunbathing at the north end of Copacabana Beach. Yeah, this is the game, and it's very difficult. Anyways. I lost my mouse. How do I get out of this game? Oh. That I was stuck in Carmen Sandiego forever. Anyways, hopefully the movie is more riveting than the game.
I think so.
Did you ever watch the game show back in the 90s?
No.
That was crazy.
I didn't even know there was a game show. There's a cartoon. I watched the cartoon.
I never did, I don't think.
But that's the only thing I know.
That was like when we were kids, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a game show on PBS. Mm. And then they said, when in the world is Carmen Sandiego? What? And it was time travel.
Whoa.
It was like a history
lesson. That's a good one.
I can't imagine.
That's what I would pitch.
I imagine the person who came into the office that day that said, how about not where, but when?
Boom! Pitch it.
Well, you should be our new vice president.
That guy's a genius.
Yeah. Sierra was the developer of those games back in the day. Yeah. So that's that. Speaking of when in the world, Stranger Things will be set in 1985.
So there's not really a time jump, because there was talk of a time jump.
Yeah, but I think there's a little bit, because when's the snowball?
I don't know, but the first season took place in 83, second season took place in 84.
Oh.
Third season took place in 85, so.
Yeah, but it's winter. Oh. Yeah,
I know, but works. Like, that I meant sense. Time jump as in 2-3 years, not yeah. time jump. So I mean, the first from the first to the second season was a time jump, it was a year. They were like, oh, and it's been a year kind of thing.
Yeah, 1984 Snowball is the one that it ended in.
Yeah.
So it's like literally
it's not
picks
even
up,
a year.
Yeah, it literally picks up like a few.
Yeah, so I guess no time jump, which makes it's fine because like, I think a lot of cool movies have come out in 1985. So they're like, but a lot of cool movies came out then and we want to reference them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it doesn't really matter. I mean, Harry Potter, they aged like crazy.
Yeah.
And like, that still worked.
Supposedly.
I mean, it doesn't really
it's
work.
It's only one of the most
successful
franchises of all time.
Because they're like 14, but they look like they're like 18. You're like, this is weird.
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
Acting like children.
Bohemian Rhapsody. The Queen movie. About the band
yes,
Queen.
Yes, with the Mr. Robot
yeah.
kid. Rami Malek, that's his name.
Yeah. It will take the place
where they,
of...
Where they got in the fight, right? He got in like a fight with
yeah
Bryan Singer or something.
Yeah, because Bryan Singer is a homophobe and
like he was.
I know he's gay.
They fired him, right?
Yeah, they fired him because of that fight.
Yeah,
and then the band's like, "Yeah, we had creative differences."
Yeah,
because they didn't.
I can't believe this movie's
focused.
Actually coming out.
Yeah,
I feel like this is another one of those movies that they talked about forever.
Well, because it was attached with Sacha Baron Cohen for such a long time.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But it will take place of Dark Phoenix, which is November 2nd, 2018. Mm. So, there's that.
Took the slot.
Jungle Cruise, the movie, adds Jack Whitehall as Emily Blunt's brother, who was in Bad Education as the teacher. He was in Travels with My Father as himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, looks like this movie is actually happening.
How is this movie any different than Jumanji?
Emily Blunt is in this movie.
Rock in the Jungle. Okay. But The Rock's in the jungle, no? Well, yeah. How's this any different than, I guess, Journey 2, where The Rock's in the jungle?
Emily Blunt is in this movie.
The Rock like jungles. He's like, I'm going to pair up with different people in jungles.
Jungles. Welcome to... He's like, I just want it. Every movie has to have that song advertising it.
Jungle Boogie. Birder, birder. That's the song I would play.
Which one?
Jungle Boogie.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Jungle
that, maybe that's a song that they'll have on that, this one.
Maybe. Yeah, they're like, we can't do Welcome to the Jungle. They already did that in Jumanji. So let's do Jungle Boogie.
Yeah. Or that one, All Night Long, All Night. Which has nothing to do with the jungle, but there was that ad campaign that had that song
yeah.
with all the animals up at night. I think it was the San Diego Zoo
yes,
campaign.
Yes, yeah, the zoo at night. The San Diego Zoo at night.
Very.
Very localized.
Yeah, very localized. Now that I think about it. And then the most interesting movie, I think, that's going to be coming out soon is this movie that Disney is developing about my time I hate most of the year. And it's called Disneyland Grad Night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this movie is, if it's like a high school movie, which it won't be because it's a Disney movie. Because I was talking to a friend about it.
Does Disney not make high school movies?
What do you mean? I was talking to a friend about it, and I was like, if it's anything like Edge of 17, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to be like a good high school movie. It's going to be like a crappy high school movie.
Yeah.
I assume it's like a high school movie. They go to Disneyland and they go on stuff, but like you can't get real with it.
Yeah, you can't like try to smuggle in drugs as they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
any other studio, I'd be like, oh, they're going to take drugs on grad night. It's going to be trippy and weird. It's like, no, Disney's not going to do that.
Disney won't allow that.
They're going to just be like, it's just going to be a big ad for Disneyland, I think.
Yeah, it's just going to be a big ad for the Disneyland grad night.
Fun. We gotta lose. We lost somebody in the park. We gotta find them.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go on this ride. Maybe they're there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming. There hasn't really been like a Disneyland movie, has there? Like about Disneyland?
No. The closest we had is that one.
That one
horror movie that they shot in Disney World secretly.
Yeah.
Land of Tomorrow, I think it was what it was called.
The crazy poster with the mouse, like bloody mouse hand, I think it is.
Nope. Nope, don't remember what it's called. Movie shot in Disney World, not Disneyland.
Thinks you want Disneyland, man. Google doesn't know. That's the poster.
Escape from Tomorrow.
Very creepy.
It was a good movie. I liked it. It was weird.
Maybe that's why Tomorrowland didn't do so well, because they're like, oh, maybe it's this horror movie.
People got confused. Yeah, that's exactly what actually happened.
I think that's what happened. That's why that movie didn't do well. Wasn't George Clooney's fault after all.
I know. Never his fault.
Never George Clooney's fault. Batman wasn't his fault.
Nope.
It's just never his fault.
He does those Nespresso commercials.
Yeah.
Just to fund a satellite to watch Darfur.
Mm-hmm.
How can anything be his fault?
Never.
I can't. There's some weird movies associated with this one, though. Anyways. Yeah, so now I don't know what's going to happen. That's weird.
Yeah, it seems like a weird idea for a movie. Stick to your other stuff, Disney.
And by other stuff, we mean...
I'm pretty much
normal
mean,
stuff.
Mean like remakes of your old stuff, plus new animated stuff.
Yeah,
basically, isn't that all Disney does? I mean, besides the stuff that they own, like Marvel and Star Wars and stuff.
Yeah. Sharknado 6 is coming out, and that will be the last of the franchise.
Finally.
And it will also feature time travel.
Of course.
Are you gonna watch this movie?
No.
Time travel.
I know. That would be the one thing that got, I was like, that perked me up. I was like, oh, but no.
Sharknado's traveling through time.
I mean, they went through space to space.
What if it takes place in Nazi Germany and they manage to send a Sharknado to Nazi Germany?
Now you got me. There you go. I assume their time travel was just like, we're going to go back to the first one.
I think that's what it was. And they're like, we're going to stop it from ever happening again.
Yeah, Sharknado's never going to happen. That's why it's the last of the franchise.
But if this is the last of the franchise, they should do Nazi Germany.
They should do. That's the one thing they didn't do. They went to space, but you got to go to Nazis then. That's the next step.
Space Nazis.
Space Nazis.
Which they did in that one movie.
Did they?
Yeah, Iron...
The zombie Nazis.
No, that was like Iron Eagle or something.
Oh, yeah. The sky something.
Iron Sky?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah, and I think there was a sequel. Yeah, Iron Sky, The Coming Race. Oh, it just came out.
Oh, Iron Sky, the sequel?
14th of February, 2018.
Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Like the perfect movie for Valentine's Day.
But full release is August, so. Add that to my list.
Got to see that one. But yeah, I think Sharknado, it's time for it to end. I'm surprised it like lasted this long. It like really caught on, like that first movie. But after that first movie, I mean, I never saw any of them, of course, but like it was like somewhat of a phenomenon, and it made it last till 6 movies, which is nuts.
That is crazy.
It's just like it only takes one movie to birth 5 more movies. Yeah. But I guess that's like a microcosm of what exists now.
But yeah, and also this is like, it's a, whatchamacallit? It's like it's a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi. It's not like it's a real thing in theaters. It's not, and it's cheap to make, and it's terrible graphics, and that's the point of the movie. And
people love it.
Yeah. I think it's hard to be that bad of a movie that you get the notoriety, I guess.
Yeah.
You get a brand of, we're Sharknado people. Like casual people, like people like us, know about it even though we've never seen it. We're just like, oh yeah, Sharknado, I've heard of that.
Exactly. So there's that. Jurassic World 3, Colin Trevorrow is returning to direct it.
It's like they kicked me off that Star Wars movie. Yes, I gotta go back to what got me that Star Wars movie.
He's like, I got all the time in the world.
He's like, maybe if I had to do that one and then that one makes money, they'll give me a Star Wars movie again.
That sucks.
Because I feel like that's what happened. He got the Star Wars movie, then he made some other movie that was like no one liked.
Is that Hey Joe or whatever? What was it called?
I forgot what it was called.
But that like, he, but he was. Oh no, I'm thinking of the other one. Wasn't it Josh Trank also?
Josh Trank. Yeah, the same thing happened to him, didn't it?
Yeah, he released after Fantastic Four. He released another movie, right?
I think Fantastic Four was the movie.
And then movie. Yeah, but he also recently released something, didn't he? Or maybe it didn't. I'm thinking Colin Trevorrow.
I think it's Colin Trevorrow. The same thing did kind of happen to Josh Trank. Like, he was on a Star Wars movie too, and then Fantastic Four came out. The key is don't release a movie after you're attached to a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
But I think that was like during Fantastic Four that he got
The Book of Henry. And he's like, I really like it. And he like stood by it.
Yeah.
But it's like a kid's crime movie. That's the problem. It makes no sense. No one wants to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's some movies like that don't make any sense to why they would be made.
Yeah.
But I feel like they used to happen a lot more. Like there's a lot of older movies in like the 80s where they made movies that like, is this a kid's movie? But it's like not really. But like there's kid themes, or like you don't know what type of movie. I feel like it's harder to categorize movies back then more so.
Like It is not a kid's movie.
No.
But it has kids in it.
Yeah.
It has kids in it.
It does have kids in it.
So. Yeah, just don't release a movie.
that's the key. If you get a big project, don't release a smaller movie. Because your chances are you could get kicked off that big project.
And then Jojo Rabbit, Scarlett Johansson will appear in Taika Waititi's next movie.
Mm, cool. He plays like Hitler, I think. Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
He plays Hitler.
He plays Hitler in Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
That's the premise of the movie. I don't know what the...
That's the premise. It's like, hey, let's watch our director.
I'm telling you. I'm telling the truth. He plays Hitler.
He went into the studio and he's like, I'm going to make a movie where I'm Hitler. And they're like, okay, what else? And they're like, I don't know.
That's it.
That's the premise.
I'll read you what it says. But he's definitely playing Hitler. All right, let's see what it says.
A young boy in Hitler's army finds out his mother is hiding a Jewish boy in their home.
But he plays Hitler. Looking to cast the young boy role. I guess he's like not the main.
So Taika Waititi's after young boys.
Headline. I need a young boy for this role. Why are you looking for a young boy to play this young boy in this
movie? Taika Waititi is playing playing Hitler is after young boys.
Oh man.
And Netflix might buy Europa Corp, which is Luc Besson's production studio.
All the Valyrian biggest stuff.
And Taken as well.
Taken.
The biggest independent studio in Europe.
I think Netflix has the money. I think they do.
Yeah. That's an understatement.
Yeah.
They have too much money.
What they say, there was some report, like, I forgot what year it was, so I guess. But like 72% of like people are going to have Netflix in the next like 10 years.
Yeah, I believe it. What's it?
Find it.
Netflix is trash, though.
Netflix is trash?
Yeah.
What's wrong with... Oh, 2028. Yeah, so in 10 years, 72% of Americans will have Netflix. Unless that Disney streaming service kind of competes with them.
Yeah, that's the...
I mean, that's the biggest question mark, I feel like. Disney's catalog is, like, ridiculous. You could have just Disney stuff on there, and they're if they get the Fox and all the other stuff, it's just crazy. You could watch just Disney stuff. You could watch just Disney one category of stuff, like just Disney animated movies.
And you're done.
And I'm like, oh yeah. Like, I don't even think Disney's going to put everything on their streaming service, because I think, like, They'd be stupid to, because it's too much, almost. It's like, I'm very curious about that streaming service.
The whole world is.
Yeah, like, it's going to be awesome.
Speaking of streaming services, Amazon is developing a TV show based on A League of Their Own, featuring America's sweetheart, Tom Hanks. But he won't be in this.
Oh, I was like, is he coming back? It's like, no. Oh.
He's okay. Like, what if World War II just kept going and he had to continue to be one of the most successful coaches in this weird league?
Yes, good pitch. Alternate reality.
Good pitch? Nailed it.
Boom! Got the pun in there also. Yeah.
Here's my pitch for A League of Their Own.
Ah, it's a baseball movie. Get it.
So yeah, that's that. It's
Seems kind of unnecessary, but I mean, it's IP, so they're like, oh, we own this. Make a series.
Yeah. And on Netflix today, Fairy is the new black, F-A-R-Y, Fari. I don't know what that is.
Are they just trying to capitalize on Orange is the New Black? I'm like, people are going to click on this. Because of the title.
It's a French comedy star. Went from dating to stereotypes to beyond. I think it's a...
It's a television program?
No, it's a black dude.
A stand-up.
Yeah, he's a French comedy star.
Got it.
I can't stand all these international comedy stars coming on my Netflix.
Yeah, international comedy is a weird thing. It's like...
But then, like, English comedy I'm okay with, but, like...
But I feel like they're very similar to our comedy, some of them. I mean, there is, they're as diverse in their comedy as... I mean, I guess everyone probably is, but we have the same frame of reference, I guess.
Yeah. But then it's, like, Singaporean, Malaysian comedy, and I'm like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, it's not gonna... You're not gonna get it.
I kept getting referred this Korean comic stand-up special. Okay. I was like, I'm not going to watch this.
It's like, but you've watched things with Koreans.
You kept watching the same episodes of Ugly Delicious. And I'm like, yeah, but that's different.
Yeah, it's like, that's actually pretty racist, I think, then. Because, like, he's Koreans an American dude.
Because Koreans and Japanese hate each other.
Yeah. Netflix, man. Your algorithm's
about David Chang.
I'm talking about, like, Ugly Delicious American...
Yeah, I was thinking of Terrace House for some reason.
Well, you said Ugly Delicious.
Yeah, but I watch a lot of Terrace House.
I was assuming Terrace House, too, but, like, you said Ugly Delicious, so I was like, oh, that's racist, then, because...
Yeah, because he's barely Korean. He's mostly American.
I think it's more of the Terrace House.
Is it, though?
Well, it's in a foreign language, whereas, like he's down to read subtitles. Ugly Delicious is, like, an American show.
Do you think they put that into consideration if I have subtitles on or off the whole time? Because I have subtitles on everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they recommend more things to people because, like, subtitles.
They're like, oh, he's already reading subtitles. He might as well watch a foreign movie.
That's probably part of it. I mean, I think every little thing is taken into account.
Yeah.
I think they're just... I mean, the fact that they, like, they know how long into stuff you give up and binging, how long, like, the only thing they can't track, I assume, is if you fall asleep while watching something.
Yeah. Like, but even that, they could probably track if you press, like, if they put that warning up and they're like,
yeah, how quickly did he do it?
Yeah.
Like, did he do it at all, or is he probably asleep? Like, I bet they can calculate how many people fall asleep watching something by them not responding to
that alert.
To that alert. I'd be curious.
Yeah.
I just always wanted to look at their data that they'll never show anybody.
They'll never show, yeah.
Unless it gets leaked.
No one cares about that. Facebook tracks our data. People freak out. I was actually considering deleting the Facebook.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
I mean, I don't use it anyways. So
I barely use it. So
well, I look at Facebook. Well, I guess they're tracking. On mine.
Are they tracking? They're like maybe tracking data. Everything. When you're not even using the app.
On Android phones, they are even tracking calls and
I'm
texts.
Glad I don't have an Android phone for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
For that reason alone.
How have they? How that do you not get, they gotta get sued. Yeah. You gotta get sued for that, right? They're gonna get sued,
give
right?
permission to them.
Oh, yeah, I guess
you're
so.
Giving permission to them.
That's a good point. But it's crazy.
It's in their terms of service. That's the thing. And no one reads their terms of service.
I know. It's crazy how you literally say no one reads it. You're like literally no. There's not. Because if one person did read it and it said that in terms of service, I feel like they would just blast it to the world and then we would read that part
of
it.
Yeah, but then no one probably reads the nerd who reads the terms of service.
But if it's a big enough thing like that, I guess they. Yeah. I never know
how.
Because
it came out now.
Yeah. But if it was it always in settings. The term of service?
No, but there's settings you can turn off, but by default they're on.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much a lot of stuff. It's the settings. The default is always on. Like, give us everything.
And you're like, no, I will not give you my location at all times. Why do you need my location at all times?
Yeah, that seems odd. But that's the problem with these phones. They're already tracking everything.
Yeah, but Apple's good about it because they're like, Facebook's screwing up, man. That's what Tim Cook said this week.
True. That's what I like about... That's why you get an iPhone.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, they are watching my back, even though I'm not really paying attention. Yeah. I'm giving them information, too, but...
And it makes me better than everyone else.
True. I get a laugh at Android users and be like, ha-ha, Facebook's...
Yeah, Facebook's been tracking your calls and text messages.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, but
that's scary. That is honestly
but
very
guess what?
Scary.
I called and texted you, so boom, you're in my... You're in there.
Yeah, but I don't text people with Android phones.
I just won't do it.
Except for Brian. My sister. Those two people are the only people I'll text with.
Two pretty big people.
Yeah. They probably know my secrets.
Darn you, Facebook. You found a way.
Come back tomorrow for some We Viewed, Reviewed, and discussion. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.